Welcome to Happiness in Spite Of with Coach Kamisha, where each week I use my wisdom, knowledge, tools, and resources to empower you to create the life of happiness you deserve and desire. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This week's topic is, you are not crazy, you just have a standard. I'm gonna say it again, you are not crazy, you just have a standard. The inspiration for today's topic is I woke up early this morning, probably like 4 something this morning, and the word standard was heavy in my spirit. And I thought about a couple of things. I've thought about how I am being challenged in this present moment with my standard. I thought about conversations that I've had with people regarding standard. And I think about how standard applies to so many different areas and situations. And I also think about my history with the word standard. So the first thought that came to mind is I have a friend who works for a property management company. And this friend is constantly frustrated because of the standard of the company, or the standard that the residents at this particular property get. And she's constantly saying to people, the standard needs to be raised. Because what she realizes, and it's a low income property, and she is constantly passionate and fighting that the people who live in this place do not have to have an experience based upon what they can afford financially, but based upon who they are as individuals. And what she constantly says is raise the standard, raise the standard of what these properties look like. And raising that standard means that there's a better presentation. It means that the amenities are better. It means that what they have in their properties, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to reveal, to anyone who may know or may be listening, I don't want any specifics, but to constantly raise that standard. And to request someone to raise a standard means that you've recognized that better could be done. I think of another conversation I've had with a colleague who is a trainer in a program. And oftentimes this particular colleague will have many people who sign up to be in the program. You know, it's orientation day and everybody's like, yes, I'm going to graduate. It's a 3-week program. Yes, I'm going to graduate. Yes, I'm going to graduate. And by the end, oftentimes, not even half of the people who are at orientation graduate. And one of the things that she says in orientation is that we have a standard, we have a reputation, we have been around for, you know, decades. And so there is a certain standard. And what happens is oftentimes the people who graduate are those who rise to that standard, those who allow themselves to be challenged and allow themselves to be stretched, and they rise to the standard of the organization and in the training, where others, they don't rise. They say, this is too hard. They say, this is too much. They say that I can't do it. And it definitely can be done because there are people who actually accomplish it. So I thought about standard in those two senses. Then I thought about standard in a sense of a relationship. And I thought about my upbringing and how often, you know, I felt like my parents didn't meet the standard that I had for parenting. And I thought about all the times in life that I was disappointed. And what those disappointments taught me is it taught me to lower my standard. If I lower it, well, in an effort, what I'll say, in an effort to protect myself and in an effort to, not experience disappointment, I begin to lower my standard. I thought that that was going to make me happier or make me feel better. So I became the doormat per se. I became the person that's like, oh, you know, it doesn't matter. I take whatever you give me, whatever you think, whatever you want to do, because my standard was low. I didn't have a standard. It was whatever you wanted to give me. I thought if I didn't have any expectations or any standard, then I couldn't be disappointed. But what I realized is whether I verbalize the standard that I have or I don't, I still have a standard because I still face disappointment. It's just that then it was me disappointing myself. And after countless times of me disappointing myself, where I ended up was in depression. And I think about the word standard. And I think about how in any relationship, there is a standard. Whether it's a relationship with your friend, there is a standard. It may be that, you know, my standard or my expectation of you, those words can kind of come together, is that you stay in regular communication with me. You know, I may expect my friends to call and check on me. That's my standard for our relationship. And if they don't call and check on me or they're not there when I need them, then they're not meeting the standard. I think about, you know, it could be a romantic relationship where the standard is loyalty or faithfulness or trust. You think about a relationship you may have as a parent or a mentor or a caregiver where there may be the standard in your home may be that your room needs to be cleaned or that you clean up behind yourself. And it's not about lowering your standard to fit into somebody else's box. It's about keeping the standard that you have so that you can determine who deserves to be in your life, because I guarantee you that the people who deserve to be in your life, they will rise to meet your standard. And what came to me this morning as I was meditating, I guess we can say, on the word standard, and I was really thinking and I was really pondering, is what came to me is the fact that what makes me the queen that I am, what makes you the queen that you are, the king that you are, is your standard. See, with a king, with a queen, and you think about a kingdom, right? And you think about your courts, everybody can't get in that kingdom. Everybody can't get in that court because there is a queen standing there, because there is a king standing there. Now, oftentimes, when we think about what separated people, you know, from the kings and queens were their social economic status. The peasants or the poor people, they weren't allowed to come around the kings and the queens. But I personally, that's not what I value. It depends on what you value. People who value social economic status, they may feel like, you know, I'm a king, I'm a queen, the homeless can't be around me. See, it's not about money to me. It's about attributes. It's about character. It's about, do you value growth? If you value growth, then come on into my court. Come on into my kingdom. If you value kindness, if you value love, see, those are my standards. And I need to surround myself. You need to have high standards so that you can be the gatekeeper of who you allow in your life and who you don't allow in your life. It's how you enforce your boundaries. Your boundaries are determined based upon what your standard is. So I want to encourage you today to just take a moment and think about, what is your standard? I want to tell you, sis, bro, you're not crazy. Oftentimes when people are challenged to rise up to your standard or to rise up to a standard, the first thing they will do will try to convince you that you are crazy for having that standard. They will try to convince you that you're asking for too much. They will try to tell you, well, I've given you 90%. Why do you need this extra 10%? And you can be in a situation where you are giving 100% of yourself, but they don't understand why you need that extra 10%. But that's your standard. If your standard is 100% in, then keep your standard. You don't have to lower your standard. I promise you, you will find a community. You will find relationships. You will find people who will rise to that standard. See, in my past, when I spent so much time not living up to a standard or not challenging people to live up to the secret standard that I already had. I could say that I didn't, and it's okay. But secretly, I had a standard. I was mad anytime someone didn't meet it. That's how you know you have a standard, because you're frustrated, you're disappointed, you're resentful, whether you admit it or not. And what I realized is when people didn't want to meet it, they tried to make me think I was crazy. They tried to make me think it was too much. And because I didn't know who I was and I was confused about who I was, I started doubting myself. Am I asking for too much? Am I crazy? Is this really too much? Should I just be happy with 90%? No, I shouldn't. Not when I'm bringing 100% to the table. Because see, I know the queen that I am. So I can demand the standard that I demand because I am the queen that I am. And I am equally going to give you the 100% that you require of me. So today, I just wanted to share that. It was so heavy on my heart. So I just want to encourage you again to know, King, Queen, you're not crazy. King, Queen, you're not asking for too much. You're not asking for too much. It's just your standard. And people will either rise to your standard or they'll stay below it. And that's fine. But just know that whoever rises, they're the people that deserve to be in your life. So as we conclude today's podcast, I just want to say, if it was an inspiration to you, please subscribe. Please subscribe. Follow me on social media. I can be found at Kamisha Terrell on Facebook and Instagram. Leave me a comment. Send me a DM. I love to build relationships. I love to have fun. I just love to love. Honestly, I love to love. And tune in next week for next week's topic. I love you. I love you. I love you. Make it a great day.